It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Hello to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this amazing, robust lifestyle show. I would first like to thank each one of our listeners. I am so very grateful and thankful for each one of you that are listening to the numerous podcasts that this show will be broadcast on. And you are all in for a very special show today, as I have with me my incredible returning diva, Susanna Kurz. And her and I are going to chat about different things called fantasy series today. So with that, I'm going to ask Susanna to introduce herself to our listeners today.
Hi, Joyce. Thank you for having me again. I am a scholar, coach, and creator. And I've been in academia for most of my life, teaching and researching about the cultural history of the Persian-speaking world during the times of Islam. Then I transitioned into becoming a life coach, where I'm working with hypnosis and hypnotic trance states as my main tool to bring people back in touch with their inner guidance system and inner strength and resources, especially when they feel stuck in life. And on an additional branch, in an additional branch of my business, which is rather recent, which I've opened last year, I'm supporting coaches and healers who don't feel very comfortable with technical stuff in all sorts of things, mainly at the moment, mainly with doing some basic video editing, uploading, repurposing the audio of videos for podcasts and all these kinds of things. I can also do images and thumbnails and things like that. And I have a service to put podcasts or generally shows. They also can be on YouTube or on a OTT streaming platform. And I enter them on the International Movie Database for authority, credibility, quality backlinks, and or additional visibility, essentially. So that's what I'm doing in business. And then I also have a big passion project, which is kind of connected to all of that. And that's a high fantasy TV series that I'm developing.
Oh my goodness, Susanna, you are doing so many different things to be of service to others, because everything that you talked about is being of service to others and helping others. I love finding their inner guidance so they can help bring out the lights that shine inside of them. And also then how you help them on the technical side. And at the end, when you said your passion project, oh my goodness, that is really neat, where it's fantasy TV series. Would you like to go a little more into detail about how this is your passion and how it's getting started and what exactly is fantasy TV series?
Yes, with great pleasure, I will do that. Fantasy is first of all, a genre of fiction. And the great thing about it is that you can shape a whole world of its own from your own imagination, which obviously will always have reference points and parallels with our world. But, and you can also bring in a lot of historical things. So I have in my fantasy world a historical setting. It's kind of medieval, at least in the first part of it. And you can bring in a lot of these kind of things, which obviously is something that's interesting for me because I've been working on history and cultures and languages for a good part of my life. And the good thing about it is that you are not bound to certain happenings of history or to the boundaries of our world. You can go beyond that. And that's something that's always fascinated me because I'm all about transcending limitations and widening horizons and this type of things. That's one of the threads that goes through all of the things I've done and that have ever caught my interest. So what we can do there, and that's the interesting thing about, and I think the compelling thing also for your audience about this specific series is that we can have set up a world that has magic in it, and we can have kind of a world where the background reality, the spiritual background reality, and abilities that are connected to that in our world, but are not really easy to, you know, grasp in a scientific manner, which sometimes can't be proven scientifically, and which are in a realm where many people don't have access to it. And we can take that and bring that into kind of the mainstream of our fantasy world. And obviously, we have some situations and hindrances that not everyone can access it in the fantasy world easily too. Otherwise, it would be too easy. But we can use that to have a deeper layer. So we have essentially an adventure story with great characters and entertainment on one level. And then we have character development. And then we have a deeper level where it is about things that have kind of a parallel in our own world and that may open up minds and may also help people to maybe find access to it in our own world without it being exactly one-to-one. But that's essentially what I always look for in fiction generally and in fantasy especially, is to check out where's the inspiration for me and where can I maybe learn something and where is a hint to something that I may be able to actually research in our own world, outside of the fictional world, and find something of value for myself and my life and my own development. And in this story, we have the situation that the Mad King of a magician realm wages a new war against the neighboring kingdom, which is a merchant kingdom. And that forces the regent minister of this merchant kingdom to go back to his magician roots. And he doesn't know it yet, but he will be pushed to his limits, to his personal limits, physically and emotionally, and then have to take center stage at a new era, the dawn of a new era beyond the clash of civilizations. So we have a story with two kingdoms where we start. Obviously, the world is wider, and the more we get into it, the more the perspective will widen. But we start with this conflict between two kingdoms, two cultures. And our main character is essentially of mixed origin. So he has been brought up in the magician kingdom, but his mother came from the merchant kingdom. And at some point in his youth, he migrated to the merchant kingdom. And then, as it happens, he managed to get into a position of power there. But he is kind of a stranger there, but also he has a connection to it because part of his roots, one of his parents comes from there. Obviously, there is, when you have kingdoms that are right beside each other, you often have conflicts between them. So we have a clash of cultures here. And one element of that is that the people in the merchant kingdom don't have access to magic. And so, and they formerly, earlier in history, they also have been at some point part of a greater empire of the magicians, which then has fallen apart. Now they are independent, but there's still, you know, traditions and things that come into play that make them just you know, afraid of magic, badly disposed towards magic. But magic in this world has a is essentially a direct connection to the source of all being. But now it works in a way that it also can be misused. That's it's a very interesting, tricky thing. And now our character has to face the shadows of his past and all that. Our character, our main character, also is not a very young man. He's in his 50s, mid to end 50s. So he has had some life, but he's still not at the point where he can have peace, you know, peaceful, quiet, lovely life. And that is due to a lot of things, also not only outside circumstances, but also his inner world. And he has to go on this journey back to his homeland, which is very dangerous for him because the king there actually wants to see him dead for certain reasons. We don't give away everything. But it's very dangerous for him, and he then goes through a lot of trials on various levels to, well, see a development that we also don't want to give away now. And we have a main female character who is in her mid to end 40s. So what we have there is a theme of midlife and also midlife crisis being a portal to new avenues. And that's, I think, a theme that is vastly underrepresented in the entertainment industry and the landscape of entertainment right now. And we also have a younger generation. So there's a lot of family elements also coming in there and also tensions and stuff. This younger generation has their own problems, and they obviously will cause some trouble in the course of the story. So we also have something for younger people, obviously, but the main focus will be on an audience 35 plus, obviously with a love story and all sorts of things also for the younger generation as well as for the older generation. It's just different angle we have on that, and it targets people who are interested in historical drama and in fantasy. Especially high fantasy means it's a completely different world. It's not like another layer of our world, like Harry Potter, for example. It's more has that's set in our world essentially, and has another layer, a layer behind it, but it's a completely different world. And another important, very important theme is the clash of civilizations and how to overcome that. And that essentially is tied into the spiritual level of the show, because it essentially goes through the not only realization but also the actual experience of all beings being essentially one or having one source and being connected, so that the deeper level in the end is brought out to help on the more surface level of the events and the cultures and all that. So I'm bringing in there essentially everything I know and and the skills I have from my academic life and from what I've learned in my personal development, on my spiritual journey, and in my coaching practice. And obviously, there's the creative element of writing it and having these visual elements, which is also something that really interests and fascinates me. And this is more or less season one. That's what it's about in season one. And we have a fantastic actor for our main character. He's a British actor. His name is Ivan Kay. And probably, I don't know if your audience have seen the historical drama series Vikings, but if they have, he is known best known for his role in the series as King Ale. That was a huge international hit series, which is also available on streaming on Netflix right now in your region. He will play our main character, and he has an incredible emotional depth and can really get across very intense emotions. He makes quite an impact, has a great charisma, a little bit of a dark, he's really great at playing a little bit of dark personalities, like our main character is essentially. I call him our villain turned hero. But obviously, this world doesn't have villains and heroes because there's not black and white. As we will find out, there's shades of gray, like in our world. And that's something really fantastic because he also has a great range, so he can play completely different characters. And I'm looking at having a really deep portrayal of this character and all the facets he has and all the contradictory things in him. And he will do that great. Just wonderful. And I'm looking at and talking to a wonderful actress also for our main female character, but we are not quite there yet to be able to share that. Obviously what we also have is some revolutionary elements in the also in the not only in the younger generation, but also in the younger generation, where we have some challenges for patriarchy and things like that. Our merchant kingdom also has a matriarchal background, historical background, but it's not really in place now. So that's, I think, a plethora of things we have there. And in the first season, it's a lot of focus on individuals and powerful individuals who then obviously, with their own development, shape the societies they are in and can make an impact. And then we have mapped out a second season where it's going more to the societal level, where the situation that we will be left with at the end of season one will have to be, developed in these societies. And then we have another outside power come in that causes trouble and problems. And then we may also move a little bit outside of the medieval setting. And in our third season, we will have a completely new challenge come up and a much bigger, more it's more on a global level, kind of an apocalyptic level. Kind of challenges that is tied to the more individual new antagonists that come up. So it's and in each season we will explore more and more of this world and maybe meet some more magical creatures and all that. And the setting is generally partly it's kind of like middle for climate-wise and like middle Europe to the Mediterranean, and then we go over to the Near and Middle East. So that's also the range of climates and also people and cultures we have there. And it's a mix of a lot of things that I know about and I find fascinating. And I think that's something that actually it's something I'm creating because it's something I want to see on TV and on streaming services. That's a thing I want to see. So I thought I'd just create it. And it originally was a novel concept that I've created many years ago and got stuck with because I wanted to bring in this spiritual level and this, kind of inspirational element where people can actually take something from it for their own lives and in our own world. And I got stuck with that at some point because I just wasn't ready for that and wasn't there yet. And after a lot of developments, I now have taken it up again. And obviously, it's still going to develop, and we'll probably be several years be doing that and developing it further.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's incredible what you're doing. So you are basically taking some of your own experiences, some of your own research, and a little bit of everything, and you have written a TV series, a fantasy TV series for it. And that is just amazing. I love that. Now, do you?
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what is really exciting about it also is not only that you will see it visually on screen, and that's absolutely cool and will be so enjoyable, but it's also something that really has the potential to go, you know, worldwide and make an impact on on millions of people.
Yeah, because there's a spiritual story. It's a story that you have written, adventurous and magic, and just a little bit of everything combined into one. And that's so awesome. You have already found an actor that you can work with and feel he can really portray and bring out the person that you want it to be brought out as. And that is so neat too. Now, will you in time, I know this is your first experience, it sounds like, will you in time help others? If somebody comes to you and says, this is a passion of mine, I would love to have a fantasy TV series. Will you work with other people? Or are you going to pretty much just work with yourself on developing these TV series?
Well, at the current level, obviously I'm just starting out to do that the first time myself. I also have a director who is really really great at making a lot happen with little money. So that's necessary when you have an independent project that's not financed by a big studio, you know. So you need someone who can use all of the money you have very efficiently to make the greatest possible impact. And she has quite a bit of experience with independent projects. So I'm actually learning a lot myself. Also, generally, obviously, I'm doing my own research, but also from her. And we will have, because we'll have experienced actors, it will also, and experienced people from the industry, it will also be really good quality. Because that's what we're aiming for. We need all those really professional people with experience. And once I'm, and so currently I'm more looking for people who would like to be, you know, involved in this project in some form or another. I'm totally interested in having people, I mean, because we have these layers, it will be something really compelling for people who just want to be entertained and see an adventure story and love fantasy, but it will also be something for people who want to go deeper. Yeah. And I'm really interested in anyone in the spiritual community who wants to come forth to be an advisor, you know, on that element of it, so we can figure out what could we use, what could come in, how can we do it. So it's not in the face too much, but it's also you know, reliable and has something to do with what people actually, also really spiritual people with gifts and channels and all that, really experience. And we are looking for ambassadors, people who think this is a great concept. We love this project. We want this project to happen and be made and be distributed as fast as possible. And we will go out and tell our communities about it and vouch for it and say, hey, look at this. This is great. And obviously also people who would like to be patrons or sponsors. So would, for example, like to have a spot in it to have their name or their business or something displayed on it. So that's what I'm currently looking and obviously all the creatives who can work with us.
Right.
So that's what I'm looking for right now. But let's say, let's put it this way, never say never, because once I have that under my belt, obviously, at some point I've mapped out three seasons. This can go on for multiple seasons after that, because this world isn't exhausted at that point. But we could then, for example, have a generational shift or move to another continent or something like that. There are many possibilities. So when this takes up off as I want it to, and as I envision it to, and really gets a big thing, then there will be a point when I say, okay, probably will say, okay, I've done my part in this, and now other people can take over, and I can go on to other adventures. And obviously, if there are people who want to make something happen that I already know how to do it, then yeah, that's actually something you have given me the idea for that. I hadn't thought about that because I'm not that far down the path, but yeah, would be lovely, especially once I get really wealthy and can, you know, put up some foundations and things like that to help people to express their creativity. Because yeah, I have some plans for when I get really wealthy for a couple of things that I think need to be done and are gaps in the market to help people get to their full potential,
right.
Which currently I only can do one-on-one if someone pays me. but at some point, I hope to be in the position where I can say, okay, I don't need money from you. I can actually help you, maybe even with the resources to come along. That's really a dream of me, and I really hadn't thought about it in this. I mean, I have thought about several things that in the entertainment industry that need maybe help from people who are essentially outsiders like me and have another perspective on it,
right.
Which is really helpful. For some things and things that can be changed. And I think we are in an era when independent filmmaking and TV making and streaming and all that is starting to grow, and the studio system might not be stay as it is in the future. And we just have other options and possibilities now. So I think, yeah, you pointed me to something there that is a real, well, actually, I'm trying to use this project also to set a certain standard also of how we treat our creatives, for example, that they don't sign away all of their rights. I mean, obviously, we'll need the rights to work with all of it and to market it and to distribute it, but I want them to have rights to their own material, you know, which they usually don't. So they can use it themselves also. And also have a say as much as possible in, you know, the creative development of their part of the project. But I think, yeah, you gave me an idea there to potentially we could set up a foundation or something once we have the money, obviously. Currently, we are looking to get enough money into fully realize this project. But yeah, we could do something for people who want to express their creativity. And it's really a pity at the moment that so many people can't really get a foot in the door with their ideas and have to size it down. And I mean, you can make a short film in an urban setting or something, that a modern setting where you don't need costumes and you don't need a lot of scene building or whatever, and just can rent something or get a permission to film somewhere, then you can do something, obviously. But if you have this kind of visions of fantasy stuff or historical stuff, it gets more difficult if you don't have the money, or even if you want to be an actor. I just talked to someone again who dropped the path in their teens because they just didn't have the money for it to follow through with it, and did something else, and now are considering to maybe get back to it now that they are well off in a different situation. And but that's a pity, you know, if there's someone is really talented and passionate and wants to do that and just can't make it work financially for them. So yeah, there's a lot of things we could do. So great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, this has been so awesome. And I knew it would go so quickly, Susanna. This has just been, you've given such beautiful information out there of what you are doing that it's an inspiration to others, is what it is. And before we close, a couple things. I would love to have you back on Robust Lifestyles to keep our listeners updated on everything that's happening in your life and everything that you're doing. Would you consider to be a guest again on Robust Lifestyles?
Yes, obviously. I would love to, and I would also love to maybe next time we could address the network, the Conscious Podcast Network and show network I'm building there on IMDb.
That sounds awesome. I love it. Well, and before we do close here, would you please share with our listeners the best ways to connect with you for all of your services, or if they want to be a part of your fantasy TV series and talk to you about that, what are the best ways to connect with you, Susanna?
Yes, I think I didn't even mention the title of our show, which is called Magician's Blood. It's the Magician's Blood series. So you find that on Instagram and Facebook, just as Magician's Blood series in one word. And I would really love people to come and just follow us and interact with us and share their ideas, because that's another thing we want to do. We want to talk to the fans and get opinions from the fans and have them involved in the process and take them along on the ride, which is also not what everyone is doing in the industry currently. But I think that's such a pity when people can't get the peeks behind the scenes and all that. And yeah, so that would be great. And to also they can reach out to me on there. And I also have a page for this on my personal website, which is just Susanne-Kurz.com. So that's a bit easier than my business website. And that's in English, so that's easy for English speakers also. And you can find my services and my business on obviously on my website, which you will find easily through the Google page if you just type in Dr. Susanne Kurz with the title, because without the title, my name is very common in Germany, in certain areas in Germany, and also in Austria. So there are some prominent people there. You won't find me easily, but if you put in the doctor in front of it, it's easier because there are not as many people. And you can find me on Facebook, and my business page has English versions of the short descriptions of my services on there. That's just Susanne Kurz Coaching.
Awesome. Oh, thank you so much, Susanna. Thank you so much for sharing everything that you have shared today with our listeners. And I want to wish you magic in each and every day until you and I connect again on our Robust Lifestyle show.
Thank you, Joyce. Such a joy to be here. And I'm looking forward to the next time. Thanks for
Yes,
having me.
I am too. You're so welcome. And with that, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this incredible show with our amazing diva, Susanna Kurz. Please share this show with your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasthatcare.com. And remember about ins it's an inspiration and finding the passion inside of you. And there are no boundaries and fantasy, a world of your own from imagination. And have a magical day, everyone. Be kind to all. Give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.